broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Goosebumps.
That's Gooser.
I'm with you.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. I am Bob Stogler, joined by my partner in crime, Mr. Harold Feely. Fee, how are you tonight?
I am good, buddy. How's it going?
I am wonderful. It's Wednesday. It's pouring down rain.
Perfect.
And guess what? I feel cleansed.
Cleansed.
I feel like a new man.
Yeah.
The eclipse.
Eclipsed?
Yeah. Was the greatest thing in my lifetime.
It was awesome.
It was unbelievable, Neil. I'm telling you.
It might be the greatest thing in my lifetime, but I've never been married or had kids or grandkids.
No, so I think you far outseeds that. Man.
Jody's going to kill you.
It was the greatest.
It was incredible, wasn't it?
You know how you look, you know how everything gets hyped up and it always sucks.
Cool.
And
yeah.
This sumbitch.
Yeah.
Far exceeded.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I saw the partial eclipse 7 years ago, and I thought this would be twice that good. Well, it's 1,000 times that good.
Huh?
It was at least 1,000 times better than a partial eclipse.
It was pretty cool.
It was.
Partial eclipse, you look up, part of the sun's gone.
But
this one, I called it a sudden sunset. It went from daylight to twilight to dark in a minute.
It was freaking awesome.
It was.
You was at the campground. How was that?
Awesome.
Drunk?
Awesome. Yeah, about that.
That boy.
Not too bad.
How is it watching eclipse when you're hammered?
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
I see fireworks. I looked over the door, fireworks are going up. Hey, happy.
Wouldn't that kind of ruin it?
I don't know. I liked it.
I should have put my glasses on.
Well, I mean, the fireworks. I'm thinking the fireworks would be...
No. Perfect.
Add to the excitement.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Yeah. We are joined in-house now. This is one of my favorite shows.
Yep. Christmas gala.
Christmas gala and the Masters. Golf.
Tops.
We are joined by...
It does not even belong in the same conversation.
Yes.
No,
it does because not. we are joined by the head pro slash all-around good dude, Kirk Stuckey.
Yes,
Kirby, how are you tonight?
Doing pretty well there,
awesome.
Bobby.
I don't want to interrupt real bad, but I'm going to interrupt right now because we were talking about, I forgot it when Rocker's segment was on. He was talking about birthdays.
Yep.
Kirby's dad's birthday was yesterday, right?
Sure was, yep.
Missed it.
Yep. Kevin Stuckey.
Happy
birthday.
He is right now on his way to the Masters.
Oh. He took your tickets?
Not my tickets.
No, he told me. His brother?
My dad's got three brothers. Yeah. His oldest brother has been playing this for a couple years. He bought tickets for all four guys.
Yep.
Place to stay, hospitality tent, everything.
No
Thursday,
kidding.
Friday.
How cool is that?
Now, how did he get tickets?
Bill and Jack suck. They don't do nothing
for
the brothers.
Like
I mean,
oldest brother should do everything.
I agree with you.
Yep.
Jack's
I agree 100%.
Jack, step up to the plate. Let's go.
You know, we got a really big show. We're going to talk a little bit about the Mercer County. We're going to talk about golf. We're going to talk about Masters. We got trivia. Yeah. We got great prizes
got
to give
prizes.
Away.
Yeah.
I got four sleeves of Pro V1s. If you
Ooh.
Get, we got questions throughout the night. Kirby has his computer out. He's looking up stuff wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Fee's got his red shirt on. Reds are in rain delay right
rain
now.
Rain delay.
And we've had about 9 inches of rain.
Yeah.
The last. Yeah. Four minutes.
Yeah. You're, well,
we're officially underwater.
Yeah. I'd say in the last 2 weeks we've had a lot of rain. I'm going to say 6 inches, maybe.
I don't know, but we had an inch and a half last night. How's the Elks? Well, you got guys golfing, so of course they're idiots.
They played in the rain. Yep. Yeah.
The Elks is the dumbest membership in the history. They ain't a brain out there.
Dedicated.
Dedicated.
They want to play.
They are golf.
You could make that not happen if you just not mow the grass and let the weeds grow up in the sand traps and stuff. Just don't take care of it.
Just sell all our mowers, bring out goats.
There we go.
That would solve that problem with people golfing and you don't want
fertilizer
them.
Too.
So the Hastings hotline is 567-510-0096.
Yep.
We're going to start with a trivia question for a sleeve of Pro V's.
All right.
The question is, the only golfer to break 70 four all four rounds in the Masters. Yep. In the history of the Masters.
In the history of the Masters.
You can text it, 419-852-9201.
419-733-6261.
419-852-3599.
But if you call in, we're really going to be happy.
Yeah, we like talking to you.
So, Kirby, how the hell are you, buddy?
Pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Are you, now somebody said you are a new homeowner. Is there any truth?
New homeowner,
that?
Yep. Just south of Chickasaw.
Hey, I drove by.
I'm officially a chief.
I went and seen your house, too.
Yeah. Well, next time, why don't you like knock on the door, ring the doorbell?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah,
and bring in some food?
Yeah.
Mark Kanapke text, great idea for goats.
Yeah. He would.
Goof just said, I lost the broadcast. I'm trying to find it.
Uh-oh.
He's an idiot. Oh, my God.
Well, if you're listening, it's good at PortRecoveryRadio.com.
Goof.
He went to ColdWaterRadio.com.
He did. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, they should have one.
We got boxes everywhere. No idea where anything's at.
We got no
clue. Barely got enough
underwear. Have you broke
underwear.
The house in?
Barely got enough underwear.
Have you broke the house in?
No.
Oh. I still ain't broke mine in. Lived there 31 years.
I figured you broke the new kitchen in. Yeah.
And 20 years before that.
That's right.
When it was mom and dad's house.
Yeah, that's right. So, Kirby, how many years have you been the professional at the Mercer County House?
2008, first year. So, this is year number 17.
We got somebody calling in?
Nope, I'm just trying to make sure that the.
Tony Kramer text.
This is working.
What Tony Kramer?
Tony Kramer, you're wrong. I'm not going to say it, but you're
all
wrong.
All right.
Tony Kramer,
wrong. Tony Kramer. Tony don't know nothing. Come He's on, a Tony. Commissioner.
Hey, but he made a nice guess, at least. Nobody else is guessing.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a good point. Goof is back.
Attaboy, Goof.
Well, good. Well, he's worried about Goof. We lost Goof. Again, the trivia question. The only golfer to shoot four rounds.
In the 60s.
In the 60s in Masters history. The only one golfer's done, and he did not win the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeve of Provies, if you get this right, courtesy of Hastings Auto Sales.
Yep.
And so far, no answers.
No answers.
Unbelievable.
One wrong
one
answer.
Wrong answer.
One wrong answer.
Well, we have one listener.
Somebody listening.
Yeah, one.
Well, Mark liked the goats.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of goats,
yeah,
that's a trivia.
Okay.
The Masters in 19 World War II.
19 hey, World War II.
Whatever year it was.
19 World War II.
Masters was not, they closed it, and they put animals out there to eat. I just read it tonight. I was like,
what?
Are you shitting me?
Fee's
yes.
drunk.
Yes.
Fee is hammered.
I'm telling you.
Fee, what was you reading? The Inquirer?
Look it up.
National Inquirer. See? Front page.
He's going through the encyclopedias.
I went, what in the?
Go says Stevie. Who is Stevie?
Stevie.
Wonder?
Stevie Wonder.
And,
come on, Steve. Come on, man.
Well, he'd be partially right because Stevie Wonder did not ever win the Masters.
That's good.
So he got part of that right.
Sevy.
Oh, Sevy.
And the correct answer is. Goof is wrong. This is good? Jimmy Kemper's question.
This is a good question.
No chance Jimmy's listening.
No, he's asleep. Yeah, he's been asleep since 7.
Taking a nap.
No doubt. How's the Elks going? You ready for golf season?
It's about
time. We are ready.
About time to go.
Yeah.
Ready for golf season.
You any changes at the golf course this year? Anything going on?
Well, we did a little project on hole 2.
Yeah.
I mean, replaced the wood wall in front of the green with a landscape wall. Did some, added some rock on the banks of the creeks. Built the tee box up about 6 feet, 7 feet. It's going to be pretty good.
Bill Stover says Gary Player.
Gary Player. He's doing push-ups on one tee right now.
Yep.
Gary
and
Player.
I got another guess.
Okay.
Don't know who it is. Greg Norman.
Greg Norman. At least we know nobody Googles.
Tony Kramer.
Yes.
The Mullet.
The Mullet.
Ooh.
He could.
He's close.
He's
right. Cam Smith.
Cam Smith.
He come back said Smith.
Cam Smith.
Whoops. Ryan Steinberg had it a little while ago. I was sleeping.
He's asleep at the wheel.
Whoops.
Ryan will get more chances.
Oh, yeah, Ryan
will get
more.
He's dedicated.
But he did have it.
Did he get it?
That's just so Ryan knows, you can only win 7 prizes tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, first year, we let him win multiple, and Ryan won everything we had.
He had to bring a U-Haul to get all the stuff.
He's back in with a U-Haul. I'll just take everything.
Golf free for 3 years of Elks.
Yep. Yes, he did. So you got a new tee box on 2.
Yeah.
And you redid the wall around the 2. And I know a lot of people listen know a lot about the Elks. And, yep. and
that's a big story right now.
So is it good to go? Or are you?
We'll probably tee it up there about the second week of June.
Second week of June.
Yep.
So perfect.
Second week of June.
Mark laid about 7 pallets of sod today. So
yep.
We got a bunch of grass. It looks a lot better. You don't have the mud anymore. You have sod on the hill. You have sod in front of the green. So
yeah,
that'd be awesome.
And we took a lot of trees down. A lot of the dead and
Leavenmore ash trees.
Ash trees. Dead.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then, but we planted a whole bunch up.
Planted 4. So
well, that's a lot. I mean, take away 7, add 4. I think take them all out.
Yeah,
because I can't hit over them anymore.
Links course.
Yep,
it's
we all go to links course. I like links.
Fairway and then sand.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
Perfect. Hey, we got to pay some bills. Neil, would you like to pay some bills real quick?
Yeah, I'm okay with paying bills, but we just mostly want to let people know who the sponsors are that are happy to have people listening to you.
Well, this meat and cheese tray we got here is awesome. And Fee, who is that from?
The Wayne IGA.
We'll be back.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's new meat bundles? They have order slips back at their meat counter. Their farm bundle has a nice assortment of their most popular beef, pork, and chicken cuts. Their pork bundle has bacon, Vulcan casing sausage, and bone-in and boneless pork chops. And their steak bundle has cube steaks, plus ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bones. Stop back at their meat counter for more details. Freezer wrapping is available for a small extra charge. Get stocked up for winter and have some left over for spring. Head up to Wayne IGA now and get your meat bundles ordered. Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in 2 things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous 3-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our 2 lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery High School baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 20th, and you can pick up the dinners from 11 to 1 at the new baseball facility. There will also be a baseball game with the Lincoln View Lancers that day, starting at 11 a.m. So bring the family out to the game that day and enjoy the barbecue chicken and the baseball game. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $10 each, and you get a half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the game, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 20th from 11 to 1 during our home baseball game with Lincoln View.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Whoa, we got a call in. Well, this
how about this?
Well, call in. Whoa,
we got
answering the question before you ask it.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Who we got here?
Bubba, what's up? Don Shoemaker.
Don
Big Shoemaker.
What's up, Shoe?
I listen to you guys every week.
All right.
Awesome.
We love it.
I think it's a great show for the town.
Well, thank you, Shoe. Glad you're
Big
listening.
Shoe, we love you.
You should have had me, Jim, because I know a whole lot more about sports than you two yahoos.
Well, that doesn't take a lot.
That's a lot.
One of these times, we're going to have open mic night on Sports Talk, all right?
Yeah.
I'll be down there.
Perfect.
See you, Don. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
See you, buddy.
Okay.
Later.
Peace.
All right. Big Shoe calling in. Nice to hear.
I'm glad he called. Otherwise, we wouldn't know he was listening.
Yeah, thank you, Shoe.
The Big Shoe.
Kirby, you got a trivia question out there for the fans?
Trivia question.
All
here
right,
we go.
Let's go.
Who played in the most Masters before finally winning?
Ooh. Dun. That's a good one.
That is a
who
good one.
Who played in the most Masters before finally putting on the green jacket?
Ooh.
And the Butler Cabin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is where they put on the green jacket.
Green jacket.
Ooh, text going off.
You got text going off?
Here we go. Who played the most rounds before winning?
That was my Venmo, sorry.
That was your Venmo?
Yeah, entries.
Oh, all right. All right, I like it.
We're loving it.
Yeah, so if you want to call in, 567-510-0096, or text me or Big Fee or Kirby.
Yeah.
And a chance to win. What do we give? What do you win? You just can't.
Nine holes, green fee.
Green fee.
Nine holes. That's big.
Nine hole green fee.
That is big, because the Elks is about $400 to play nine holes.
Shut up.
It's not even half that.
Oh, okay. Nine holes. Green fees, if you can tell us who had the most rounds with it before.
And if you're not a golfer, winning, you can stop in and they'll give you a bag of chips instead.
Uh-oh, I got a clicker.
We got a clicker.
Greg Norman.
Tony Kramer, you can only win once.
Tony Kramer.
Sorry, Tony. You did have the right answer, but you can only win once. Tim Beike says Fildo.
Fildo.
Tim,
Fildo.
Who is Fildo?
Fildo.
Who is Fildo?
How about Sergio?
Dildo's brother. I have Goff said Sergio.
Ryan said Sergio.
Sergio Garcia.
Correct.
Who wins?
I don't know. I got 837. 837. What you got over there?
837.
They each get to play 4.5 holes.
Yeah.
There you go.
And share a card.
No, give it to Ryan because Goff's a member.
Uh-oh. I got a call on my personal phone.
Uh-oh.
From a special person. Let's see if we can make this work. No. Nope, I lost it.
The scum.
I lost it.
Oh, Fildo was Mickelson.
Let's see if I can get this come
that's
back.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Tim.
So I can find this one. See if we can get this guy.
Uh-oh. We got a... Uh-oh, this is big. We got caller.
Caller coming in.
I hope it ain't Jeff Hobbs.
Nope, it's not Jeff Hobbs.
Huh. Hi, Neil.
This is Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Who do we have here?
Kevin Stuckey, Barry's.
Barry's. Hey! Happy birthday, Barry!
From Augusta, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
How you guys doing tonight? Having any fun?
Well, awesome. We're jealous as hell of you right now, I can tell you that.
First time I've ever been told that.
Yeah. Well, we got your son up here. He's about nuts.
Well, you can have him.
Yeah. So when did you get down there, Barry's?
We stopped at my brother. We left yesterday, stopped at my brother's in South Carolina, slept there last night. We got here about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Nice.
Scoped out the place, checked out where we have to pick up our badges in the morning. Found a couple bars. Imagine that.
Perfect. Yeah.
The Budweiser representatives were there at the bar, and we got some free round of drinks. We got some ultra
nice
caps.
Well, that's
just
great.
Fell right into it.
That's well, perfect. Awesome.
Okay, I got a guy here who wants to ask the question.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa! We ask the questions. You give the answers.
All right, ask a question. Go ahead.
You're good. What's he got?
It ain't Uncle Gary, is it?
I just wondering.
Better not be Uncle Gary. We can't hear him.
Something about that? Can he put his application for
what
the
was that?
Job?
We need more clarification. We need to be clear.
Didn't come through very clear there, Barry's.
Okay. My brother Buff wants to know if he can get an application to become the head pro at the Mercer County Outs.
Yes.
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 Application fee, $300.
No, you sure can.
Application fee, $300. In the mail. He said it's a check's in the mail.
Got in the mail.
Hey, get, what's... Hey, get in line. There's about 400 of them think they can do a better job than me.
Yeah, but will they do it that cheap?
Hey, what's the weather sound like for tomorrow morning? I heard it's good.
Oh, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
It's going to rain. Rain.
Yep, yep.
And,
yeah.
But you're down there are you down there for a couple days or what's
we're going Thursday and Friday.
Okay, perfect.
So Friday looks real good.
Yep.
Today was really good, but we didn't go.
Right.
So,
well,
I'm supposed to tell everybody at the Mercer County Outs that Uncle Gary is here.
Uncle Gary.
Uncle Gary is a legend.
Uncle Gary. He's a legend. Yeah.
He is legend.
Legendary.
He's something. Yeah. He's a hell of a golfer, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Well, hey, we appreciate you taking the time out to call. Enjoy your couple days down there. And
have some fun, boys.
And happy birthday.
Birthday.
We all. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, you said you found a couple of bars down there. Any of them as good as that bar that used to be in Osgood?
No, there's nothing better than Norb's place.
That's right. That's right.
Norb's place.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Neil.
You bet.
And you guys have a good evening.
Yep. See ya.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Oh, I love when we get callers.
Yeah.
Huh? And you're out of a job.
That was good. Yeah.
Huh? You're out of a job.
They've been lying up for years.
Have they really?
Yeah.
Since that last tie on the trivia question.
Yes, sir.
Ryan gets the green fees. Goff will get a sleeve of balls.
There you go.
Okay, it sounds
there
good.
There you go. That sounds
congratulations, good. Goff and Tony Kramer.
Hey, we're here to please on the Bubba feast.
That's what we do. I mean, we just please.
We just please.
These guys are pleasers.
All right, I got another question for you. All right.
What do you got?
You ready for this one?
This is big.
This is big. This is a big one. Ready?
Okay.
The only professional golfer who is a member at Augusta National. There is only one. And he is a member. And it is a he.
Augusta?
Augusta National.
It's a great question.
Yes, Augusta, only one.
Augusta Joe.
Yes.
Everyone's Googling right now.
Currently playing?
That'd be Augusta. A negatory.
Okay.
Joe Augusta.
That would be an... Oh, wait.
Larry Augusta. Gus Augusta.
That's it.
Oh, Bill with a nice little comeback there. That's Bill. A good question.
Yeah,
that was a good question.
Yeah. Because that would be an interesting... I mean, you'd think, well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that.
We will.
We'll get a chance.
That's a good one.
Oh. Yeah. The only professional golfer, a member at the Augusta National. Interesting. Hey, Neil.
Huh? I wasn't paying attention.
Wake him up.
Current member?
Current member, yes.
He's a current member.
He's still alive, but he's not on the tour?
Correct. So he's an old geezer. Yep. Is an old geezer. Interesting.
Chichi Rodriguez?
Chai-Chai Rodriguez is not the correct answer.
Put that sword away.
Jesus. Don't ever want to see that sword again. Yeah. So while we got a little break here, Kirby, Ray Floyd from Bill Stogler.
Ray Floyd.
Bill's 0 for 4.
Hey, good guess, Bill.
Yeah. Jill Rammel, Jack Nicklaus.
Who?
Jack Nicklaus, Jill Rammel.
Jill Rammel's a winner.
Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, oddly enough, he's also a member at
Murfield.
At Murfield.
Yeah.
Jack since he lives Nicklaus. There.
Jill who?
Ranley.
Jill Ranley.
I got multiple saying John Harris. Who's John Harris?
John Harris.
John Harris is dead.
Wasn't he a Beatle?
I don't know. I got him coming in hot.
You sure if somebody says it's John Harris, they Googled it.
You sure you got the right answer?
Jack Nicklaus.
Okay.
You ever heard John Harris?
No, I
have.
No. His wife has, but barely.
John Harris. I could beat John Harris.
John Harris.
I gave away 9-hole green fee.
Yep.
Alan Wendell says, throw in a push cart, for God's sake.
Does anybody use a push cart?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had two of them this morning.
Yeah.
They beat me there this morning.
What do you charge for a push cart? Three?
38 cents.
Huh?
Does
it
nothing?
I don't charge it. If it's you, I'll yep. pay you to use a Busch Gardens bubble.
Hey. $12. Go get it.
Pay your green fees for a year.
Here's my question. Could I walk 9 holes of golf?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
I'd wear it
18.
Out.
Athlete.
I could not walk 18 holes.
18.
No way.
Yeah.
I can barely ride 18 without being absolutely
so,
exhausted.
So I missed this show last year. You guys remember that?
Yeah,
we were down there.
You were there. That's
yeah. Right. And on Tuesday, we get there. Mark and I get there. As soon as we get in, we get in there. Let's walk the whole course. That was the worst idea we've ever had. I'll tell you that right now.
It's hilly.
We paid for it for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's hilly, right?
Oh, it is. It's terrible.
Because if you watch it on TV, you don't see that.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
Well, so, it's more than a mile,
well,
right?
Well, we walked the whole course. We started on number one, and you come in at the bottom, and you walk toward the green. It's straight uphill.
Uphill.
On yes. Number
ooh. Number two's downhill. Three's not bad. You know, whatever. So you're walking all these hills. Well, the clubhouse is at the highest point, which is right behind 9 green and 18 green.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do the whole 9, you come back, and then you go back down to 8-man corner. That's the lowest point. You come back up. Well, 17 is straight uphill from the tee, and then 18 is all uphill.
18.
Tee box all the way to green is all uphill.
You got that right. You're like, Mark, you really don't want to do the whole thing.
You and Mark got your eyes around.
But you don't have a choice. You've got to get back to the clubhouse.
Either
that's
that or
the way out.
Yeah.
It's either that or we just die.
Don't they have Ubers?
There's no Ubers, no.
What?
No Segways, no nothing.
That doesn't seem right.
No.
They'd have Ubers.
I would love to go, but I could not. I mean, I'd be parked myself. Right by number one tee.
Can you get a handicap thing? Get one of those little power wheels? Chairs?
You're up Schitt's Creek there, right?
Yep. Yeah. It's walk or nothing.
Walk it.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
Well, at least if it's downhill, you can roll.
I
so you don't have to
know.
Walk down.
I think it'd be neat to go to Phoenix.
Tony said you walked a bunch yesterday.
Hey, I did walk a lot yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hit her sideways a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Tony wouldn't take me to my ball. That's a problem. I was in the mud a lot. By the way, is Mark listening? Mark Kanapke? Hey, might
come out. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Christy Dwenger is proving us wrong on John Harris.
Okay.
So as far as it is publicly known, 3 pro golfers have become full members here. 2 you have heard of, Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus.
Arnold Palmer's dead. We knew that.
Yep. He might have passed away. And one you probably haven't, John Harris, who played in 21 PGA Tour events.
Is he dead or
and
alive?
And at age 71, just retired from the Champions Tour.
John Harris.
Yeah. John Harris, the Beatle.
Who's it? Christy who?
Christy Dwenger.
She's pissing me off right now.
She's
on my shit list. Huh?
She's my future neighbor.
Question.
Don't be pissing her off. Don't be that mad at her.
You ain't told her every
weekend. Yeah, there it goes.
God love her.
She'll be peeing in your pool and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Mark's listening, too. I was going to gross him out.
Mark, stop.
Yesterday, Mark had the tees back. I played it from 40. It was
no roll.
No roll.
And you're playing
all
tips.
The way back. Yeah.
Playing
into
tips.
A 40 mile an hour wind.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
He's yep. working us. Mm-hmm.
He is.
He's working it.
He wants them to get our handicap.
In April.
Let's go.
He is. We're trying to enjoy our round of golf.
Trying to get more players, more. Yeah. You make it more fun.
Okay, we got to give Christy something for proving me wrong.
Yeah.
What are you going to give her?
Well, you already gave her the finger. I don't know what else you're going to give her.
Okay, so sleeve of balls. We got Tony Kramer's sleeve of balls, Gopher sleeve of balls. Chris,
I got another sleeve of balls. I got a sleeve of balls for her.
You got it. You got her or me? Kirby's got her. It's Christy Dwenger.
Yeah, you know Brad, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
His wife.
She's a good golfer.
Yeah, she's a great golfer.
She's better than he is. She's a lot better than Wango.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's right.
She says they're dying.
So, Kirby, let's talk a little bit about the Mercer County Elks and what you got going and the business end of the Elks. And COVID has been a godsend for golf. Agree?
Certainly has, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Whole business,
and I think the younger people have all, like, I think it's kind of took off.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. So, I mean, since COVID, we've seen an influx of retirees. Do we not agree? Across the whole any industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we had some forced retirees there, but we've seen a lot of retirees since COVID. So we see an influx of play during the week, during the day. And those golfers play during the week, don't play on the weekend. But we've seen an influx of play between our, like 26 to 35-year-old group that we had not seen before.
Coming out.
Where they just caught an interest and they just go with it. And I think the biggest thing is they just hang around afterwards.
Yeah.
And they just start to have a good time, and we're on the patio, and we're watching golf on Sundays. We're watching the Reds on Saturdays. We're whatever it is, and we're just having a good time. That's what it's all about, just having a good time.
Speaking this weekend, I seen you got some great meal specials.
We got some things going on,
cool shit going on.
We got a new pizza coming out, so we want to do a pizza and wing special on Saturday. So.
Yeah.
If you ain't got a pizza, and I'm a big pizza guy.
I'm excited.
The Elks has a really good pizza right now, and I'm proud of it.
So we went with a little thicker crust. Yep. I mean, a lot of places have a thin crust. If you love a thin crust, that's fine.
It's got a crunch.
You get a crunch to it on the bottom. And
nice.
It'll fill you up, no doubt.
Yep.
So, but no, we're pretty happy with it. So,
I'm looking.
We're ready to bring her out this year.
And let's go.
So this Saturday we're gonna watch the Masters. We're gonna deal some pizzas, some wings, and gain some weight. Why not?
Another 10 pounds for me.
Yeah,
a lot of that.
Bring her on.
Elks, 10 pounds.
That's right.
Like all.
You know the thing about the you know and you know we talk about family, and I love, like, for me, I love bringing my grandkids out there, and it's unbelievable. The Elks used to have a rap of country club, kind of. People would kind of shy away because it was the Elks country club. Well, now, like, I bring my grandkids out there, and if I, like, on Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons, and is a perfect time for you, if you got those second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth graders.
Bring them out.
And you just want to come out and get a golf cart and ride around with them. Come in and get a pizza. You know, that family time
pretty awesome.
At the Elks is, and you know, it's just something that I think is, you can't put a price on what that is for
it's
your family.
It's a lot
family.
Of fun.
It is. And I know you always took Cody over there, and he sucked at golf, but now he hits it 9 miles.
Now he's at 9 miles.
It's unbelievable how far.
He kills you now.
Oh, he kills me.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting ready to move up senior tees.
I got to move up. I'm going to start out driving your ass.
What? He's got 10 years yet.
It's supposed to be enjoyable, ain't it, Neil?
Holy crap.
You'd think the guy that runs the place would try to make it a little.
Time out, Neil. He beats me in Florida every time we play.
That's because you're banging it off the condos.
Don't go to Florida.
Well, he hits it 20 yards short of the green. He putts it to like 2 inches.
I am not a good chipper, so I got to get my putter out.
Well, if you can do that.
Hey, Texas you wedge. Don't have to draw pictures of
Texas wedge.
Texas wedge.
He loves the Texas wedge.
Me and Kat Stommen.
Yeah.
And Goof. Yeah, that's right.
That would be a great chipping contest.
Yep, it is.
Is Kat still awesome?
It would be one iron.
Kat's awesome. Kat's handicap's like a 4.
Oh, he was down to about a 2 or 3, I think.
Yeah.
Last year,
And he's...
He's working on his game.
65.
He's awesome.
He's a hell of a... That guy's tough.
He is tough.
Bill Stogler sent a neat question in.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill says, Kirby... Trivia for Kirby. What town in the surrounding the Elks area would have the best 5-person golf team? Ooh. Well, Fort Kirby's got, we can't compete because we got Johan and a bunch of fat people. Fort Kirby has more fat people than any.
Well, there's nobody over 6 foot. So are we going to by current residents or are we going by alumni from the golf?
It don't matter. Fort Recovery would not be any good. We don't have anybody in our town over 6 foot tall.
You kidding me?
We got Johan.
That's it. You go to church. I went to church Sunday, right?
Johan will carry that team.
I can see the priest from the back of the church. I go to Marion. I go to St. Henry. All I see is butt cracks.
Butt cracks.
They're all a little
damnest
taller.
Damnest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Guys and girls.
Butt cracks with long hair.
It's the damnest thing I've ever seen.
What the hell?
What? I had one of my cousin's
sixth grade daughter is taller than you. So.
Yeah.
One of my cousin's sons was up here a few years ago, and we played at New Bremen and stopped at Corner Cafe and Fishmo's on the way home. And he when I saw him the next time, he was telling the people that we were with, he said, "Yeah, he's 6'3". He said, "We went to three bars. I was the shortest person in every one of them, and that counted the women."
That's exactly right.
It is Freak City in San Marion. I don't go to church. I'm going to go to church either one of them.
That'll teach them.
Nope.
Do you go to church in Fort Recovery?
Are you? Three out of the last four.
He's on fire.
Had a boy.
Right, he's on fire.
And I went double shot Sunday.
What about Easter?
But he's also going to Marion and just looking at a girl's ass. I'm not sure if that's the couch or not.
can't see the priest.
So what are you, a little stare at the butts.
That's what's eye level.
Yeah. I'm not doing that wrong.
No.
Jeez. We better take a break. Okay. We're going to pay some bills. We got more trivia coming. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
The Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon.
Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the boys will travel up to Delphi St. John's and will bring you that game live. On Saturday, they'll head over to Burn to take on the South Adams Starfires in the doubleheader starting at 11. We'll bring you both of those games live. Just a reminder, there will be a $6 charge for spectators at the gate at South Adams, and we'll cover both games of the doubleheader. Get out to these games this week to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Five Reds nothing.
Bruce, five Reds nothing. Don't like that.
Middle of the second inning.
Come on.
Second inning.
Hunter Green.
We're comebackers.
Hunter didn't get loose. Too much rain.
Yeah, too much rain.
Can't get loose.
Well, they have seven innings to catch up.
We're done.
Okay.
We need rain back.
Reds are dead.
Yep.
Rain them out.
Yep. Kirby, you got another trivia question?
Question. Yes, we do.
Okay, what are we giving away this time?
What are we giving away?
We got a lesson. Want to give away a lesson?
Let's give away one golf lesson.
Lesson.
And this is worth like $500.
Depends who it's from.
We have one golf lesson from the pro at the Mercer County Elks. His name is Kirk Stuckey, and the question is,
Who is the only British Open champion to have never posted a round under par at the Masters?
Under par? Whoa.
The only British Open champion
who has never
posted a round under par at the Masters.
Well-known name?
Well-known name. Very well-known name.
No kidding.
Yes.
We're coming out.
I'm coming out firing.
That is.
Good one. That's a good one.
We should make whoever, we should make somebody call in for that, Amy.
You got to call in to get
567-510-0096.
No text allowed.
We are not allowed to text the answer.
Nope. Must call in.
If you don't call in, we'll keep the lesson.
567-510-0096. You need a lesson, Errol.
I need a lesson.
Bull crap. He was tough.
He was tough. Well, not at Bretzi's place.
Bretzi's place.
Bretzi shot 85 yesterday.
He shot 85?
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
Crap.
No, that's really
good. For an old geezer?
Jack had 86.
These guys are...
Yeah, jumping. Mid-season. Mid-season form.
They're ready to play.
They love it wet.
Yep. They love it wet.
No roll. No roll.
Well, so far, no calls.
No calls. 567-510-0096. If you know the answer to that trivia question. First of all, nobody knows that.
That's a good one.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's how valuable that lesson is.
That is very valuable.
It's worth a lot.
Man. How many lessons would you say, like, you give?
It's a great question.
A better question is, how many second lessons do you give after the first one?
So most of the lessons I give are in series of at least three.
Okay.
Most of them. Yeah. So,
and the price of that?
$40 a lesson.
Okay.
For a half hour lesson.
All right.
Oh, I think that.
So $40, we get in there, I'll analyze, and then we'll work on a thing or two and try to keep it simple.
What would be your age? Like the youngest that you would, like, let's say
the
I want to bring. Yeah.
The youngest I've ever worked with is about 8 years old.
Okay.
Seven, eight years old.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we'll work with anybody. So.
Yep. Yep. And the oldest?
The oldest? How old's Tony Kramer? Sorry, Tony. I know you're listening.
Ouch,
I'm just kidding.
Tony shot his age yesterday.
Tony's on
77.
Yep, I think that's
78.
Yep,
78.
But you do. I mean,
that's
people,
pretty good.
No. And then, I've had 80, 85 year olds. I mean,
yeah,
whatever.
People just come out and
yep.
Help them out a little bit. Help their game. Like, could you help my game?
I've tried.
I'm down here.
You don't listen.
I am bad.
You don't listen.
I'm bad.
I can't believe what Kirby's saying, that you wouldn't listen.
I mean, I'm an idiot. I'm not.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with that.
I mean, we'll play. We'll play, and I'll give a tip. First driver, for instance.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're hitting your driver, it's got to be up toward the front foot, lined up toward the front foot. The ball does.
I understand.
Bubba puts his
that.
Back by the back foot.
You don't.
I don't know why I'm hitting it bad. Feet. Why am I hitting my driver bad?
Listen, when you have a big belly, you got to adjust.
Now stop.
Yes.
Stop.
I'm telling you, Neil. You agree with that or not?
I couldn't tell you. I weigh the same as I did in high school.
Really?
Plus 80 pounds. But
well, that's not so bad. Dude.
It's in other places.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Nobody's.
We got a caller. No one wants to call.
Nope.
No. Nope.
Everyone to bed.
So give us the question again.
No one wants a lesson.
Bill.
According to Bill.
Bill ain't thinking much of your lessons.
Yeah, well, three under the bus.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank God we don't have.
So ask the question again.
Thank God we don't have.
Yeah.
Cam on camera. Yeah,
that wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
Who is the Facebook only British Live. Open champion to have never posted a round under par at the Masters?
Under par.
We're going to go back. It goes back in history. It goes back a ways.
Has he played a number of rounds? So he won the British Open. Did he come play one time at the Masters?
No. He's played a lot.
Ben Curtis.
Nope. Wrong. He goes way back in history.
John Harris.
Okay.
John freaking Harris.
Oh,
hey, here we go, boys.
We got a caller.
We have us a caller.
This is big.
Who we got on the line? Hastings Hotline.
Hey, is it John Daly?
John Daly, Kirby.
That is not correct.
Hey, who we got here?
Who is this?
Who's?
Hello.
Hello, you listening?
Hello.
Are you listening? Hello?
It might be that Christy Dwinger. Yeah. She gone?
Yep.
She's gone.
Well, darn. She got to introduce herself.
Call back with another answer.
Now, maybe we made a mistake.
Next time when the person calls, they're going to give their name first before they give their guess.
Hey,
yeah.
We'll throw in a 12-inch pizza at the Elks with this lesson.
Ooh.
Oh.
Pepperoni sausage?
Pepperoni sausage, mushroom.
I'm out.
Whatever you want.
I hate mushroom on my
pizza.
Well,
you probably ought to the pizza will be afterwards. Otherwise, your hands will be all
No, we'll give a lesson. And we'll make the pizza afterwards.
Yeah. Otherwise, your hands will be slimy.
A couple cocktails afterwards. Yeah. Maybe a fireball or two. There I don't know.
Jody, call in. Get him.
We don't.
She's sound asleep.
Text her the answer, Bubba. Of course, you don't know the answer, do you? I don't even.
Bill says your lesson helped him shoot 117 at Pebble Beach.
Great. No one's going to call in now. Thanks, Bill.
Well, if you know Bill, that's a hell of a score for him.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a great score. Great game. He improved his
Bill
by 50
Bill, you
strokes.
Killed the under at Pebble.
By the way, I watched. So Pebble Beach has live cam.
It's unbelievable.
So I could watch those guys play 17 that's and 18.
Awesome. Isn't that neat? That's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable. That's unreal. That is awesome.
Yeah, and you can get on right now and you can watch it 24/7. I mean, it's dark out.
Like Bill walked off, took a shit.
Well, it won't be out. Yep. Won't be dark out there.
It's not 6 o'clock here, right?
We need a Mercer County Elks live cam.
Yeah. Might go.
Huh?
We get the new clubhouse. It might go. Door right there on the 18th green.
There we go.
That'd be neat.
Yep. Club's fire and flying.
Problem is, we probably had someone mooning the camera.
Except about 8 years ago, Bob and Jody took. We hit the.
Whoa.
Bobby and Jody was on the old practice.
You might want to have one by the lake so the guy, when the guys throw their clubs in the lake, somebody can help them find where it is.
How many people do you think have kind of got funky out on a golf course?
Probably more than I know.
Yeah.
Most likely it wasn't Bob and Jody, probably.
Whoops, my wife's on.
Shut that up.
Sorry there, honey.
She woke up.
Yep. You are an idiot. Oh.
Wait a minute. I don't think so.
Well, that's not
maybe
news.
It wasn't when I was with Jody. I bet it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry about
Mr. Playboy.
Once again, question is, this golfer won the British Open. He never broke par at the Masters.
Mm.
567-510-0096.
Just start calling and making guesses. Somebody's going to eventually guess, right? It's
one
a well-known name.
Yep. Of John Daly, which is wrong, but I agree.
That was a good guess.
Absolutely.
That was a great guess. Yes, it was.
It was by far our best guess because it's the only one we've had.
Yes.
It was a great guess.
So nobody else is even, I was going to say man enough, but that was a female.
Yeah.
Nobody's man enough to
did you say
to make
Jill
another
Ramley?
Guess. Thought maybe.
Sound like Jill Rammel. Jill, was that
Jill
you?
Rammel.
Okay. Jill Rammel, okay.
Well,
just somebody call and make a guess.
Alan Wendell said Bill Rogers. Who in the hell is Bill Rogers?
Buffalo Bill Rogers.
What do you got with a sweater?
Bill Rogers.
That was a morning show.
That's Mr. Rogers.
Won't you be my neighbor?
He's one of
That's Fred. Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers.
Actually, Bill Rogers did win the British Open. I think he beat Greg Norman. That's a good guess. Who is that?
That was Alan Wendell. Good guess, Alan Wendell.
Nice job, Alan.
Never heard of him, but good guess.
Doesn't matter if he's right because he didn't call in. So if somebody wants to call in and make that
guess. Number is 567-510-0096.
And we have
text, so they missed
we're
the number.
Taking calls.
Come on.
Only.
And we can judge. We can tell, on our computer how many people are listening. We're right at 100 listeners. Yep. So nobody has the net.
We're at 100 or 100. 10?
100. Oh. Usually we have about 50. So we got twice as many listeners today.
It's big.
Yeah.
Tony
but most
Kramer,
of the time,
Mark Calcavecchia.
Mark Calcavecchia's had to break par at the L at the
not correct.
Not correct.
Not correct. Good guess.
567-510-0096. Call in, please. We can move on to the next question.
Yeah.
We got
otherwise, we'll just kind of leave it out there.
You might be here all night on this question.
So let's talk a little bit about the Mercer County Elks again and your youth program. You have camps throughout the summer, correct?
Correct. We run two junior clinics every year.
And your ages for that, Kirby?
6 to 13.
You get a nice group out there, too.
We get a great group, yeah. So we run one in June. Typically, the one in June is a little smaller. There's a lot going on, vacations, basketball camps, volleyball camps, whatever. But the one in July is usually a lot of fun. We get a lot of kids out there. So.
And you don't do that by yourself, right? You have other instructors?
Yeah, so I got a... Brandon Close always helps. Okay. Caleb Kuhn usually helps us out.
Yeah.
We get a lot of people help us. All the boys that work in the pro shop, they help us out. They make it a lot of fun for those kids.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a basics camp, so we work on fundamentals. We work on grip, posture. He sees hot one.
Oh, this is big.
But, yeah, so we work on making it fun, making it interesting. So,
hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Who we got here?
Hi, it's Christy Dwanger.
Christy Dwanger. John Harris.
I know, right? I've got the next one, too.
Uh-oh.
Feeling good about it.
Here we go.
And feeling good.
I'm feeling real good.
Here we go, Christy. The question was, who won the British Open has never broke par at the Masters? Your answer is, Christy?
Bobby Jones.
That is correct.
Correct.
All right.
Bobby Jones.
She's awesome.
She is
one of golf's greatest.
It only took her 20 minutes to find that on the Google machine.
No, she knows it.
She knows it. She knew it right away. She didn't hear the phone number.
Oh.
Yeah.
She didn't hear the phone number.
Yeah. She was just trying to give everybody else a chance.
Yeah. We love you for that, Christy.
You're awesome.
Thanks.
And you went a free lesson.
Fantastic.
I can't wait because I beat him.
No, you don't. You're already better than Brad.
I don't know.
Hey, thanks for calling in, kid, and congratulations on your lesson. And pizza.
Thank you.
You threw a pizza and don't check it out of it.
Yep. 12-inch pizza.
Oh, yep. I thought it was
probably a couple fireballs.
Cocktails, yep. Fireball,
48-inch pizza.
Holy cannoli.
Hey, nice knowing you. This would be the last year for the Oaks.
Yeah, that'd be $100. Yeah. Yeah, that probably might not want to go with that again.
Brad's still on there, Jeremy.
I heard the cackle. Thanks for calling. Anything else you want to throw at these guys while you're on the line?
No, I think I'm done. I'm good for this.
Awesome. You can call back later and harass them if you want to.
Yep. We love it.
Thanks for calling, Christy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So getting back to your camps, Kirby, you say the July 1 is a little bit more attended?
So July 1's a little busier. We usually get around 60 to maybe 70 kids in July. Okay. The junior one, we get about 40 kids, 40 to 50, which is good.
And that's a whole week long, or what? How's that work?
It's Monday through Thursday, 9 to 10:30.
Yep.
We do some different contests. We split them up in different groups. We do the putting green, driving range, chipping green. Try to get them on the course every day for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we do a little lunch afterwards, so... On Thursday.
And I think, if I remember right, I like playing that week because you got candy bowls everywhere.
Yeah, there's candy everywhere. Yeah. We can win a ton of candy, ton of golf bowls. Yeah. Love him. Well, try to make it fun for the kids. It's about getting them interested, to be honest with you. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. Make it fun for them. I mean, anytime you're trying to teach kids sports, it's about making it fun. Yeah. I mean, exactly make it fun, then make it better.
Yep.
It's make them better, so.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But
there you go. So
those camps, you want dates? You ready?
Yeah, she's ready. Dates at us.
Let's
go with this. You can always get on the Mercer County website. Is that correct? And do you have that updated on there? Do you have a list?
It's not on there yet. No.
Okay. No. So our website guy sucks, basically.
Yeah. That's me. Thanks,
okay,
Bobby.
Okay. No.
Appreciate that.
All right.
It's a one-man show, so I don't know.
Some of these things.
I think that sounded like Bob volunteering to take care of that for you.
Whoa.
There you go.
Our new IT guy.
Barely threw my phone on.
Bobby.
I've seen you work your phone.
Yeah,
no kidding. We better find someone else now.
We don't want this guy.
So those camps are the week of June 24th. So the 24th to the 27th, and then the week of July 22nd to the 25th.
Perfect. Okay, so the Mercer County Elks has roughly 300 members?
320 members.
Okay.
Single members.
320.
About another 180 to 200 spouses and juniors. Yeah, so a little over 500.
500 members.
All together, yeah.
And if you have if you would be interested in joining, stop out the Elks. So Kirby will set you right up. There's a form you fill out. And I can't stress enough, we're blessed around here. We have great golf courses. We was at the Arrowhead a couple weeks ago. Portland Country Club, Doc Carr, does a great job over there. You can see his business starting to pick up. The Northmore, Chester's a member at Northmore.
Yeah, yeah.
That is an absolute, just if you absolutely want to go out there and have fun and not get take golf too serious, go to Northmore.
Absolutely.
Now, that's not saying there ain't some good hit
they
players
pump
over
through,
there.
But, I mean, yeah.
But it is a more of a...
It's a fun golf course, though. It really is. They have some fun holes.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, they've got... I mean, look at the back nine. They've got back-to-back holes. The par four, that's 250 yards.
Yep.
Then they got a par three turnaround, that's 230 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of stuff is neat to me. I mean,
yeah, this guy,
when you talk about golf course architecture and what... You know, what the makeup of the golf course is. That's pretty cool right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different things like that. So
Chester calls it the ocean course, too.
It is. It's like Kiawah. Yeah, it is like Kiawah. Yeah. PGA Championship.
And then the old Fox's Den, which is now what? Eagle something? What's the name of the Fox?
Slina Links. Yeah.
Slina Links.
They do a good job. That is a great layout as well.
Absolutely. I mean, when they first opened that first 5-8 years, that thing was awesome. And I was a member there for a couple years, and I enjoyed the heck out of that.
I will say this. We try to do everything we can to promote golf, to promote things at the Mercer County Elks, but it is very, very important to have golf, a good number of golf courses in the area.
It is.
You know, it's important for Doc Carr at Portland to do well. It's important for them to do well at Slina Links. It's important to them to do it because if we were the only golf course in the area, we couldn't service everybody.
No.
And it's not good for the game of golf. It's not good for the area. So the community needs all these golf courses to be doing well, and they need everyone to support these golf courses because, I mean, they host these nonprofit outings such as Fort Recovery football, such as, you know, St. Henry football, such as all the football programs and booster programs. So they are important to the community.
Bill Stoller texted and said Portland Country Club is very much improved.
Coming along good. Yeah.
He said he's thinking about joining over there.
I think Dr. Carr's first year, was it drought or flood?
Yeah, he had some bad.
It started off.
Drought because there's no water over there.
Yeah, and then it was COVID.
Yeah,
and nobody was. Yeah, you know, it was just terrible.
Yeah,
yep.
Well, the weather dictates a lot on a golf course.
Yes, it does.
It's tough. It's not easy when the weather doesn't cooperate.
And when you talk about it's important for like all the other golf courses, it is amazing to me how many people come up to this area and make a weekend golf package. They play Fox's Den, they play the Elks, they play, and it, you know how we go, like we'll go travel like down to Cincinnati and play. Well, they come up here to play.
They come back up here.
We'll see maybe a dozen to maybe 18 groups a year. And these are groups of like 16, 20 people.
Yeah.
And they'll rent an Airbnb in the area. They'll rent a whatever, hotel room, whatever.
Well, a lot of guys stay over here at Halls.
Yeah,
and absolutely. I remember we seen them over here at the IGA. And yeah, it's just
whether it be a bachelor party, whether it be just a group of people just coming out and playing, and it's pretty cool. You get to meet a lot of new people.
Yeah,
that's what's great about the game of golf is you get to meet a lot of different people.
Yeah, and you couldn't do that without the other golf courses being first in existence and then being in good shape.
Yeah,
right.
They all have to be.
Yeah, everyone needs to support each other. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, Kirby, you do a good job with the members, too. I mean, like on Sundays, we have the tournaments and stuff where you draw, you know, you blind draw and you go out there and you get to meet guys and that are fun and you have a good time. And we always have a little food afterwards and some drinks. And
I always like doing that unless I get with Goof. Goof absolutely sucks.
Yeah, Goof. He's not much fun.
Goof's not much of a team player. No, I don't know what to tell you.
He's an idiot.
Wow.
Goof is really a moron.
I'm not sure I know him, but I
really want to know him now.
I do. I'm on his side.
I love him.
If you guys hate him, I know I like him.
No, but it is important to a golf course to have a good membership, solid membership that'll support you. That's going to get your start to your budget. That's going to know what you can do at a golf course for the year. And it's important to do those tournaments. I mean, it's important. I mean, you guys are from Fort Recovery. You play with guys from Salinas, St. Henry, North Star, New Bremen, Maria Stein, Osgood. I mean, that's what makes it great.
Have a lot of fun. I agree.
Coldwater. I didn't want to leave out Coldwater, I guess. So.
But I tell you what, since COVID, you've done a lot with the live music. I am a big live music fan, and I love that. And I don't know if you're going to do it again this year with the 10 or not, but we've always had, that's been kind of a neat setup since that happened, you know.
How about Club and Feed Karaoke?
We are out of the karaoke business. We have a special occasion only. We do like the Sawyer Overman. We do a couple at the campground, but other than that.
Yep. Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete.
Sneaky Pete.
That's right. Well, one thing that is great about the Elks, and great about all these things, is your ability to raise money for you do organizations, but we do a lot of it for people in need. And you know, with us having the gala and you know, raising money for families. And you kind of do the same thing over there, and you've had a lot of success for a lot of people.
I mean, it's important just to be a part of the community. I mean, yeah. Help those in need, help every organization in need. So, I mean, no one owns the Elks. No one's making a big profit. No one's,
right.
Yeah. And I know Doc Hart's the same way of Portland. He just wants to be a part of the community. He wants to help the community and do what you can. So we're the same way. I mean, we want to support as many organizations as possible. We want to just be a presence in the community and, you know, help those in need. Just
yep.
Do what we can. So
that's why.
I mean, that's why we're here. That's what makes Mercer County the greatest county in the world.
He always comes over for the gala and makes a donation. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's pretty awesome.
And brings the kids.
It's important. I feel like it's important to see the kids, for the kids to see something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you guys do for the gala is pretty phenomenal. So
and for them to get to be there and participate. That's a huge deal. They understand that giving is fun, well, you know, and you get to see these idiots doing stuff.
When you get a kid that's that knows what $100 is and they put it in a bucket for someone that's in need, they understand that that's what this is all about.
Yep. Yeah,
that's what Mercer County and Midwest Ohio is all about. So
yep.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Let's take a break. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to have one more segment, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, the Masters.
The Masters.
It's presented by
the Wayne IGA.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Ford Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools, to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Ford Recovery work for you.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
The Cy Iota's Eyes annual Brick Street Market is coming up on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2 on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery. This will be a hometown craft and food fair featuring local merchants, vendors, crafters, and food trucks, and there will be a kids' corner featuring food and crafts from our younger vendors. If you're looking for some unique gifts and decor, this is where you want to be. Plus, our library will again be having their popular puppet show for the kids from 10 to noon. Also at our library, there will be an art show featuring works from our middle and high school students. And many of our merchants will be having spring specials during the Brick Street Market. You don't want to miss this fun event, the Cy Iota's Eyes Annual Brick Street Market, held right here in downtown Fort Recovery on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2.
What an incredible episode of the podcast we have in store. And especially on an election year, this is going to be very insightful.
Thanks for having us, Joe. I just want to start by saying an incredible event is happening in Fort Recovery, Ohio, during the world-famous Harvest Jubilee.
Oh, yes, the second year of the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament. I heard last year went so great, they're doing it again.
Dodgeball tournament?
Yes. It's incredibly embarrassing you aren't aware. It's the 18-plus dodgeball tournament happening Saturday, June 15th. Get your team of 6 to 8 and sign up at fortrecoveryjubilee.com/dodgeball.
There will even be a youth tournament the Friday before. More information on that and other updates will be posted on the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament Facebook event page.
So go follow that.
You guys didn't just come here to promote a dodgeball tournament in Ohio, did you?
Yes.
Correctamundo.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bubby.
Neil, we got some feedback, Neil. We got some feedback.
We are feeding back.
I didn't hear what you said. There's too much feedback.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you. I figured you got it.
Hey, birthday shout out.
Shout out.
Oh. Wendy Stanley.
Wendy.
Wendy.
Happy birthday.
Goof is in tonight.
Hello, Goof.
Hello, boys.
Yep.
He is one lucky guy.
Lucky dog.
We got a great gift here. Great trivia question prize.
Big try. Let's go.
A service at Hastings Auto.
Yep. Get her done.
And a large pizza at Mercer County Elks.
Bingo.
If you can get this
change
right.
Change your oil and go get a pizza.
Change your oil. Go get a pizza.
And then get some oil.
And then get
some. And then go get more oil.
Take the oil get oiled up. Drive to the Elks, blow it up, come back.
Come back.
Get a new engine.
There you go.
And all for about 10 grand.
I've done that.
Have you blew your car up?
Yeah. He's put two motors in my Traverse.
Mm-hmm. Really? You blew it up? A
couple times.
Yep.
That sucks, don't
it? Kind of does.
Ain't kind of good.
But that happens. That's why you're in business.
That's why we do her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why he has his pool.
Exactly.
Everyone has blown up their engine. Come
Neil
to my
Spencer
pool.
Suspense pool.
I did not build the pool, but I have furnished the chemicals.
What kind of cheese is that?
Well, I can't see what it is, but I think that might be the salami cheese.
That
salami
is delicious.
Yep. Salami cheese?
Huh?
I haven't had one yet.
Well, get a piece of that.
Better get it before Bubba grabs them all.
Here, Bubba.
36 pieces of cheese. I will not poop till Saturday.
See?
I have no problem with
and
that.
When you major do it, plug up. Not until the last putt of the Masters.
Yep. That's when I'm going to let her fly.
I gotta get fireworks. Yep.
Are you going to come help me at South Adams on Saturday doubleheader?
We got doubleheader Saturday.
Doubleheader Saturday.
Rained out. It's $28 to get in.
$6.
Unbelievable.
$6. IHSAA requires them to do that. The athletic director told me a couple of years ago it'd be a lot easier if we didn't have to try to get somebody to come and sit and tell people they owe us $6.
They charged last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they've been doing it for several years. They hate it.
They got a great press box.
They got a great press box. They got a great facility.
That is really nice.
Yeah, South Adams has a top notch.
And that's always a really good.
Yeah,
so a couple of games for us here or there.
My favorite memory from South Adams.
Yep.
Elijah Kolick.
It went out there.
Played 1 year and hit an absolute bomb, and it was a curveball, and his dad said he can't hit a curveball.
Yep.
He said, they throw a fastball, you can hit it, but he said he can't hit a curveball. I said, you go home and tell your dad it was a hanging curveball and I hit it 400 feet.
Yep. I remember that.
I can't hit a curveball.
You know what I remember about South Adams? Me and Neil did a game there, did a doubleheader.
Yep.
It was 86.
Yep.
Not a cloud in the sky, and I burnt the back of my hands, the top of my head. I was in the hospital for a month.
And he went home after the first game.
Yeah.
It was a doubleheader. He left after the first game.
Yeah. It was the first game, and then we had a melanoma break. It was the most unbelievable sunburn I ever had in my life.
Yeah. This time we're going to be indoors.
Yeah.
So. It was a game was played on the sun.
Yep.
It was tough.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
It's a tough day.
Yeah. Hey, we got another trivia question.
Yeah.
A service at Hastings Auto Sales. By the way, Hastings Hotline, 567-510-0096. And a pizza from the Mercer County Elks.
Must call in or no?
What do you think? It is 9:30. Anybody listening?
I don't know if they're listening.
Well, I can't look and see anymore. My screen doesn't show me that. But I'm pretty sure they are since we're giving away all kinds of cool stuff.
We have got great
cool stuff.
This is great.
It is.
And it's a tough question. And Kirby, fire away.
Fire to you.
All right.
Name the one player finished runner-up at the Masters to the two GOATs, Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods.
Ooh.
The co-GOATs.
Would have been back-to-back years?
That's a good one.
Probably not because they didn't win back-to-back years, Neil.
Over their career.
Yes. Yeah. Over their career.
There's one player who finished runner-up at the Masters.
Both.
To both Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Who is that player?
That's a good one. John Harris.
John?
It's not John Harris.
What? It is John Harris.
I'm going to remember that name forever.
Yeah.
Dwayne Harris is going to call in again.
Christy Dwyer pissed me off.
Christy is
She's
a Google Meister.
She is unbelievable.
Well, she if she's good at it, she can.
She's done. Great.
Of course, we've kind of said you can only win once, but
we changed our rules. Yeah. We can go with the flow.
Come on. Flow with the flow.
We'll get a new winner.
We can let her,
who have not called.
We can let her husband get out of the background and.
I got faith in Jill Rammel or Jesse Kaiser on this one. Come on.
You know who was great at calling it the Homan boys. Will Homan always on.
Yeah. T-Roy used to sneak in his bedroom and call because he was supposed to be in bed when he's a kid.
Good. Oh, no. Bill Stoglin.
Anybody but him.
He's on the game.
He has to call in.
He didn't call.
He's got to call in.
We should make him call in.
Yep. Hey, if you call in the next 3 minutes.
Oh, no.
But 3 seconds.
I hope so. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bub and Fee. Who we got there?
Oh, okay, it's number five.
Hello.
Hello.
We might have got a...
Hey, who do we have here?
If you don't say your...
We can't hear you.
Jesse Kaiser.
You were feeling good about that one.
Yeah, you would. Jesse Kaiser, this golfer finished runner-up to Tiger and Jack. Can you name him?
Tom Kite.
You are a winner, Mr. Kaiser.
Yay!
You went a free oil lube and filter from Hastings Auto Sales.
Yep.
And a delicious pizza from the Mercer County Elks. Congratulations, my friend.
Hello. Oh, he's listening. Oh, yeah. He's 18 seconds off because he's behind.
He's a little behind.
Well, he's a winner.
Listen on
the
phone.
He's a winner anyway. Yeah.
I'm still here.
All right. Congratulations, Jesse.
Hey, thank you.
All right. We have a winner.
Is Jesse in the middle of a jungle?
Jesse?
There's a lot of birds chirping and stuff going on.
He is still, he's got something to do with the solar eclipse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because we could barely hear
him. I bet it's solar flares.
I bet he got solar flares.
Yep.
With you, you're a new man.
Bill.
Can you even say what Bill wrote? Okay.
No, sir.
I would have bet money we couldn't.
He is unbelievable. I wish we could forward that. We should be able to put all Bill's text on Facebook.
Well, you can, but...
Jeff Gray would be in his house in an hour.
He'd be barred from... Your grandchildren would be barred from Facebook. Not just Bill, not just you.
What an idiot.
Our grandchildren.
What an idiot.
They go three generations.
What an idiot. So, Kirby, we, let's go over one more time all your deals this weekend. You have a lot going on. We got a lot of crappy weather coming up.
Yeah.
But guess what? Saturday, Sunday looks nice.
Time out. Let me pull up the weather here.
Give us a weather update.
But you also have some great specials.
I think Saturday's like a high of 65. Sunday's high of 75 almost.
Bingo.
Might be a little wet out there, but I mean, we're going to have a good time out there.
Yeah.
But it won't be raining either of those days.
No rain. Nope. Yeah, Saturday 64, Sunday 64, Monday 79. So.
Ooh, shoot. That's
summertime.
I can see some rain clouds Thursday and Friday, though. So,
Kirby, your golf course is elite. And you have a greenskeeper who...
He's pretty good.
He's pretty solid. And
no, wait a minute. Off air, you guys are bad-mouthing him.
Well, we always do. We always do. But he's pretty solid.
He's one of the best. I mean, we can't do what we do without Mark. So, I mean, he's one of the best around. So
absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt. An all-around good guy. And I love when he comes at, like on Saturday nights.
He really needs to understand that, but his wife needs to understand that more than anybody.
So, Mark,
turn this on right now for Amy to hear.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. That's right. So let's go over this weekend before we call it a day here. First of all, we want to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah.
And go cutting the greens.
Ghost cutting the greens this weekend.
Do not take the shortcut between 6 and 7. We are not pulling him out.
And make sure the middle cutter is cutting this weekend.
No. We're knocking him out.
We need all the grass cut.
I'll do it. I got to sleeve it all.
Big weekend.
Yeah, so what we got, Kirby?
So Thursday, tomorrow, coverage is supposed to start at 9:15, but it sounds like rain and thunderstorms. Kind of sounds like they're not going to start till maybe 12, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Yep. But you can still go out there and enjoy yourself, get some iced tea.
Well, yeah, come on out. We'll be there.
And some sandwiches.
Multiple TVs.
We'll be there early. Yeah. But anyhow, we're going to do a little food special, bacon cheeseburger with waffle fries or onion rings just for $7.50.
Do you have crispy bacon or how's your bacon?
Crispy.
It's crispy. You got to have crispy bacon.
Crispy.
If it's rubbery, I'm out.
Well, you can't bite through it on a cheeseburger.
Okay, so I'm gonna write that down.
Friday coverage comes on again at 9:15, which might be earlier because they're going
to
be playing all day.
They're not going to play
Thursday till after 12. Friday they're going to play all day. Tigers got to play 36 holes. Jordan Spieth 36 holes on Friday.
Wow,
but. So we are going to do some nachos, pulled pork or chicken nachos.
Yummy.
And then our drink special Friday, which is I love to do this.
Yes.
We're going to pick a player. We'll see who's playing, when, what.
Yeah.
But for every birdie they make, we're going to take a quarter off a draft beer.
Yeah.
Quarter off a draft beer.
Ooh. Every time they make a birdie, another quarter comes off.
About like last week. That guy had 7 in a row.
Well, then be, what, $1.75?
Nice. Yeah.
What's a draft beer cost? I've never bought one in my life.
50 cents.
That ain't bad.
1982.
Yeah.
Now, is this top shelf draft beer? Is this like Bowler Brew Barn?
Any draft beer. We got six of them on tap.
Summer Shanty. You have six.
There's six beers on tap. So, I mean, any one of them.
Okay.
Quarter off for every birdie this player makes.
Whoever we have. Quarter off? Let's go 50 cents.
Well, sometimes they make like 12 birdies.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Then you're giving.
That's weird.
Yeah. Then we're paying you to drink.
Here's $7.
Might
have
be
a
illegal.
We're
going to
do a quarter. We're going
to
do a quarter off.
$5 for beer.
Yeah. Here's $5. How about a glass of beer?
You want another beer?
Okay. I like the quarter.
He's never leaving.
I'm staying forever.
Yep. All right. And then on Saturday.
So Saturday, Sunday, we're going to do a net and gross skins game on the golf course.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's kind of optional. Make your tee times. But Saturday, food special is going to be we're going to do a 16 or 12 inch pizza, combination of some bone in wings or just some wings or boneless wings. So
I'm fired up.
You like wings?
Pizza and wings special.
I want to try the pizza out. You guys are dragging her up. I'm fired up.
We're at the patio ready to go.
Yep.
Saturday, Sunday's going to be a great patio day.
Yep.
Good day for patio beers.
And we got big TV outside.
Big TV outside. Yeah. Huge PV.
Huge.
Big.
And then Sunday, we're going to do a big pea burger with fries special.
Oh, my.
The big pea burger.
Beat that.
Big pea's got a great.
I love big pea burger.
Yep. It's a great burger.
Yep. Or a flatbread pizza, so.
Flatbread pizza, but if you're kind of pizza on Saturday,
pizza Saturday, burger pizza Sunday.
Burger. I like
you go burger pizza burger.
I like your thinking. Now, so the moment we've all been waiting for our Masters picks.
Ooh,
so this
so before we pick a winner, this is my bet for the weekend.
Okay,
this is my big bet for the weekend.
All right, let's go.
Get on right now.
Top 10.
All your DraftKings. Everybody get on DraftKings tonight.
And I've never won on DraftKings, so don't bet this.
Yes. But this is Kirby's picks.
Ludvig Åberg. Top 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
At plus 260. I got him.
Okay, so you bet 100, you make 360.
Yep.
That's good. We're in.
Bet 100 on Ludvig, top 10, win $360 bucks, okay?
I like it.
All right.
So that's not my winner, but that is.
Okay. That's your bet.
That's
my bet is Minwoo Lee at top 10.
Minwoo Lee.
Bet 100, win 900. One Minwoo.
Whoa.
Minwoo.
That's big.
I'm rooting for that guy.
100, you win 900. I already got that bet placed.
Big.
All right. And I also have Sergio Garcia to win.
Sergio?
$25.
That's gotta be worth a bunch.
Yes. That's a huge bet.
That's a big bet.
But that's
plus 11,000.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yes.
That's huge.
Sergio, he's going to have a big day.
Yeah, I make about $3,000, he wins her.
Ooh, that's
Sergio is winning on the live.
No, he hasn't.
He's close.
Yeah, he's lost in two playoffs.
Don't worry about it.
Won.
Just remember that.
Loser.
Right. Harold Feeley, I need your Masters champion of 2024.
My bet, my long shot.
Yep.
Ryan Fox.
Ryan Fox.
Out of nowhere. Wins the Masters.
Kirby.
Coming from right field.
Ryan.
Right, is he even on the tour?
If he wins, yeah. And you bet that, it's you big. Will be don't that service that you promised to Jesse Kaiser,
yeah.
You won't be doing it.
No. No. I'll be gone.
Yep, you will be retired.
I'll be out of here.
Ryan Fox.
Ryan Fox, the winner.
I like it. Kirby, there who you got?
Now, hard to bet against Scottie Scheffler. Okay. We agree.
Yeah.
I mean, he is. He's been fun to watch. I mean, if you're into golf, yeah. He is. I mean, his feet are everywhere.
Oh, right? Yeah.
He hits the ball great. Oh. And ever since he found his putter, he's fun to watch. But yep. We're not betting Scottie Scheffler.
No.
You don't make money betting Scottie Scheffler.
You do not.
No. Can't make no money there.
You make money betting.
My bet is Mr. Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth. Ooh. How much you making on that?
My bet is $50, pays
$1,300. Nice. Jordan Ooh. Spieth.
Well, that's pretty good.
I like a little Jordan Spieth.
I like it. I like it. I do like it. My bet is not quite paying that well. And this is my favorite golfer right now. And
who you got?
This is my
favorite. Nelly Korda.
I do love Nelly Korda.
Nelly Korda.
And I already got this bet in a couple times. He's in a couple of my parlays as well.
How many parlays did you win?
38.
Never win a parlay.
Perfect.
Oh. Never win a parlay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Bet a lot.
The winner of the 2024 Masters. Bet 100, win 1,000, Rory McIlroy.
Rory
does it. He comes out of nowhere.
He's one way or the other. He'd be horrible.
Completes
or he'll win
the Grand Slam.
Completes, and he's relaxed. He's got Butch Harmon. Rory McIlroy plus 1,000.
So this is hard to believe.
Yep.
This is his 10th try at completing the Grand Slam.
Is that
really?
Right?
This is his 10th Masters at trying to complete the Grand Slam.
Ain't that amazing?
That is amazing.
One time, didn't he have it about one?
Six
he snap hooked it on.
Snap hooked on 10 and shot 44.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Ooh.
And he's likable. Rory's likable.
Yeah.
Very likable.
I agree. Yeah.
So we would like to thank everybody.
Hey, yeah, what do you mean? We need to bring all this. We don't condone betting.
No,
do not take our bets. We never win.
Don't
bet. So if you don't come back on Fort Cover Radio lose on those bets.
Neil, if you want to delete this last segment.
The views expressed by these
probably a good
betting folks are not the...
We are career losers on betting.
The FR Radio.
That is exactly
right. I would never bet on those stupid
Kirby, once again, thank you for stopping over. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. And
love you coming over, buddy.
Yes,
we're coming over to see you. Everybody
get out to the Elks.
Come over to the Elks.
I was just driving by the other day, and it was raining. There's 15 cars in the parking lot.
Well, why not?
Yeah, it's a nice place to stop in and can't golf. But
maybe get a pizza?
Yeah, it's a good place to go.
We might bring Spency with us this weekend.
Spency's going.
You got time?
We're going to
Memorial. Well, I'm on call on Sunday, and I've got a doubleheader on Saturday.
But other than that, you're not too busy.
Yeah, not too busy. Got nothing else going.
Well,
let's go.
Kirby, thanks a lot, man, for
Kirby
showing up.
Kirby, the man.
Fee, thanks for everything you do, my friend. We will be on next week. We got baseball updates. We got...
Hey, I do have an update for my nephew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we need that.
Ooh. He was co-player of the week in the SEC last week.
Oh, yes, sir.
So Fee's nephew is Jaden Davis, plays at Vanderbilt, second base.
Yeah, second base
and
at
he's
Vanderbilt.
A stud.
And that was coming off a terrible 10 days or something, wasn't it?
10 days, yes.
But he got the whipping sticks out.
He got the sticks back out. He found out how to hit
man,
again.
I love that.
He had a lot of fun that week, so that's pretty cool.
He was worried the Reds were going to draft him.
Yep. I don't like our chances of getting anything in sporting wise tomorrow for the Indians.
It ain't looking good.
We're going to try to get something in Friday. Yep.
Saturday, we don't have anything scheduled for Friday.
Okay,
but
good.
They may try.
But Saturday, the baseball team travels South Adams for a doubleheader.
Yep.
I think the girls' softball has a home game. Is that right?
I believe so. Yeah. So I didn't have that in front of me. But.
So get out there and watch your Indians. And once again, we'll be back next Wednesday night. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Broadcast. broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.